Here's the problem. Rocco and I spent a very long time setting everything up, making sure that there was nothing flying on screen, talking about how if all these idiots can stream...
You guys were bragging about how you spent like 2 hours...
We spent so much time doing this, as soon as we went live, it's this, and I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Hold on, wait.
They're doing it. Yeah, well, I know, but we turned off
the Let me say my experience. Yeah. I came in here, and these guys were like... We had to put a program on the phone, to get the PlayStation to not show stuff on the screen because the PlayStation 4 controller wasn't powerful enough to handle it. They needed a separate CPU.
You have to use a different app?
He's on his phone
to sync up with the PlayStation. They need two computers.
Music playing. Sony. There was a robot. We turned it all off, and we're like, we're sitting there. The camera was just going.
The hearts and stars.
And we're like, hell yeah. Sitting here all smug. Oh, where should we put the camera? This will be a good spot. Fuck.
How?
See,
I don't know how you turned that off.
This is a misery.
Me and Sean kind of like it.
Eric, why didn't you turn this off, Eric?
Oh yeah. My god.
Well, welcome.
I'm at a complete loss for words in every
now,
way.
Rocco and Eric,
I don't know
really
how people are able
I like
to
so swear.
I'm so what we can do. I'm so legitimately upset that like I don't even see.
Nah, no, come on.
I'm
it's
so
not that bad.
I'm so.
Oh, we flopped it.
What did you just do? What is it?
We flop it again.
I don't want my Nike shirt.
I like it better when it's flopped. It's like a new. It's like a new room. It's a building I've never been to.
Whoa! Let's look at the stats, guys. So far, the broadcasts are
hey,
38% cute.
If you're watching this on Tuesday, you're getting something that is clean and professional and nice. If you're watching this live on Sunday, this is bedlam. This is hell. Yeah. This is awful.
Well, it's so
kind of
cute.
People stream though. It's cute.
So many on the peak, but no one watches.
Oh!
No one
watches those
I've
people.
I've seen a guy who clearly does meth.
I watched.
And he didn't have this problem.
I watched a guy so high in his own bedroom with a bed still wrapped in the plastic. Fun. Who said, "Yo, I'm in Japan. This is Japan. This is how they walk." Smoked weed and walked all around the room like this, and he didn't have these problems.
How long did you watch that for?
An hour.
Yeah, that sounds
more than an hour.
It was fantastic.
How do you get drugs in Japan?
He wasn't in Japan. It was all an inside job. Welcome to Hell, also known as the Mega 64 Podcast, podcast number 666.
Nice.
The podcast of the beast.
I feel dickless.
I think it's 364.
That honestly. I couldn't figure out.
Is it really?
Out.
Yeah. Is it 364?
Yeah. How's that really? Cool. Cool numbers. I like your feelings.
Thanks for the heads up. Thanks cool. for the thoughts on
good
that.
Good numbers.
Get good feelings.
I'm rolling snake eyes.
Let's introduce ourselves. I'm Derek Acosta, number one host with the most to boast. I got a ghost.
No, I've been watching the whole thing.
I can't get lost.
You get lost.
We're joined with special guest Garrett.
Fuck you.
Special guest Sean.
Hello.
Our two producers, Eric and Kevin.
I'd rather be behind the camera than have to deal with the hearts and the light bulbs and the smiley faces.
And our rogue patron saint.
Is that great
and diabolical Rocco Bodie.
Just play the fucking theme song. Okay, we're back to the shit-eating, stupid podcast.
Hey, Rocco, here's the thing. People on Tuesday have no idea what you're talking about.
But I'm still right. Fuck this podcast, fuck it all.
Tuesday, just do the podcast as if we're already in the future.
Yeah.
And these things aren't on the screen anymore.
No, in the future,
just look at the
in the future, the symbols will still be here and I'll have a bullet through my fucking skull.
Oh, hot dog.
Damn. bullet for my Valentine.
How long have you been doing this? Because
it took us.
How long did you take to get to the fucking podcast?
Fuck you!
Wow, What number is this? 364? This
666.
Is my favorite. Yeah. This is my favorite.
I got to
podcast.
Do that. I had that locked and loaded. Sean walked in just as we started.
Hell yeah!
And I thought, okay, if anybody makes fun,
I can throw
that back.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm gonna puke. So
we're
all
good.
Who? Now you had a bunch of big slumber party at the house.
Yeah.
Did they all?
How come we weren't invited to the slumber party?
Yeah,
everyone seen the night at Sean's house. So I'm gonna hang out. Watch.
You were. Yeah, you were invited.
We should have done one here. All of us.
Yeah.
We should have done one here. All of us, and we could have compared. Sean's better.
Maybe less puke over here.
Yeah. Now who can? Up for debate. Really say.
No one knows. Anyways, it was great. It's fun.
Except for the throw-up?
Except for the whole part with a lot of girls in my house. But that was great. Huh. Oh. Yeah.
All right!
Yeah, a bunch of girls over. That sounds cool.
Good
job.
He was so disgusted when you did that.
First time for everything.
Your wife's pretty cool.
You know what I realized, though, now that I'm the adult side of the sleepover?
Uh-oh.
Because we all did that as kids.
Yeah.
Our parents were fucking saints, because those suck. That's not fun at all. And you always do things like, let's sneak into someone's room and scare them, whatever. And then we get in trouble, and that was funny. And now looking back, I was like, fuck, dude, like, that sucked. I was a little shit when I was a kid.
Did you yell at some of the girls for sneaking into a room?
No, but just, like, they would scream, or they would, like, try to, like, you know, scare Sawyer or whatever. And they're up to, like, 1:30. And this is something that I didn't think about. How technology's fucking us. Sorry, Derek. But all these girls have iPads. Uh-huh. And they start FaceTiming, like, boys and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that this was a thing you could do now at sleepovers, but fuck that.
Oh, so that's a hell of a chat room to be in. You get a view into how many 10-year-old girls?
7.
Wow.
Nice.
Jesus.
Anyways.
What? Fuck. I had walkie-talkies. So
yeah, but they didn't go very far. I'm just thinking, like,
you know what? I was just thinking about walkie-talkies. Enough about that for a second.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kids don't think that's cool anymore.
No.
Because cell phones are like walkie-talkies with a laptop.
Yeah.
Walkie-talkies blew my mind when I was a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, all I wanted was a walkie-talkie so I could talk to my friend who lived across the street.
Yeah.
For years, I would fantasize about that.
Because you'd see it in, like, a movie once.
And then
I feel like that fantasy is
gone. It would never reach.
Yeah.
You couldn't go past your bedroom. Like,
you'd have to get because you go to Walmart and you buy like $4 walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
You have to get like some powerful.
And that was like the
90s. Which I never got.
Yeah.
They were shitty.
Yeah.
The technology's a little better now, but you got to keep it charged all the time and then on.
Yeah, and that like the concept of the noise when you're done using it.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Is there
an
app for my phone?
They should have an app that does.
There's got to be a walkie-talkie app.
The app
that gives you over.
Yeah.
Well, all you Silicon Valley heads out there,
let us
get to work.
Yeah, where's the tech empire?
Yeah. We want walkie-talkies. Stop developing fucking self-driving cars.
Yeah, let's go retro.
Come on. I don't want my hoverboard.
I have a cord that plugs into my phone.
Yeah.
And it's a big
phone. I've seen those.
Big tube with the handle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the kids out there, 90s kids, they used to, a phone look like a suitcase handle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
All I wanted when I was a kid was, I didn't want a walkie-talkie, I wanted Dick Tracy's watch.
Well.
And then they sold it. They actually sold Dick Tracy's watch, but it was 10 times bigger than the one he had, and it was a real walkie-talkie. And it had the worst reception, and so I was a depressed kid.
So it wasn't Dick Tracy's watch.
It was a fucking fake. But, guess what? Now I'm a fucking cool adult and I have one. I win. You all lose.
Yeah, you win. And my brother-in-law won today as he muttered into his phone during dinner with the family.
Did he do that?
Really? Yeah, he kept fucking... cool, sounds cool. Sweet.
Man.
Yeah, he was probably the coolest guy at the table.
Sweet.
I know, the same way when the iPhone came out, I did not like it at first. And now, obviously, I love it.
Yeah.
But I see, like, Rocco with his Apple Watch. No offense to my friend Rocco. But he's like, look, my dad's drawing a happy face on my watch.
This is stupid. This is dumb.
Well, those are stupid.
What are we doing?
Well, emojis are stupid, but I like using them.
It's fun. That's why I do it.
Yeah, well, you know.
His life is fun. You're cleaning up vomit.
That's
his
true.
Dad's having a smile.
I just sent my dad another smile right now.
You love your dad.
Oh, it's nice.
This guy's all love and you're all vomit.
Yeah, you're vomit and hate.
Yep, it's true.
Like you've always been.
I've always been that.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday how our friend Bernie at Rooster Teeth tweeted out that
I was just about
you
to bring
can
that up.
Make a tweet on somebody's locked iPhone with Siri, and you don't have to know the password, and it'll just tweet it out.
Even if their phone is locked, and we proved it yesterday. Some people saw on
some
our Twitter,
got it, yeah.
For a second, they saw the word bot on our Twitter. That was because the word butt was said, was said into my phone. It was locked, and through Siri, all you have to do is Siri tweet butt, or whatever you want to tweet, and it goes, all right, here it is, okay to tweet, and you say okay, and
it goes
to their Twitter account. That is really
now,
not good.
Is it the same with text messages, too?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm scared to
test
this.
I'm going to test you. Okay, I'm going to try it. Ready?
All right.
It's locked now.
It's locked.
Second, make sure it's
say
locked.
Say his phone number. All right,
I fucking love science.
Okay,
We're going to do some fucking science.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have science music, Kevin?
Yeah. I wish
text Rocco Bodhi, fuck you.
Text him Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Is it?
Is it doing it?
Send?
Yeah, send.
Consider it done.
And your phone was locked?
Phone was locked.
Now, are you sure?
I just got it.
It's not reading your fingerprint at all, ever?
It's asking me to put the code in. I purposely did not do that.
Okay.
What does it say, Rocco? What did the text say?
It said, fuck you.
It said,
fuck you, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, wow. You hand your phone to somebody else? Because I still don't...
Amazing.
I still don't know, but both of these have a fingerprint.
Okay. It's locked. It's locked right now.
Yeah. All right.
Text Rocco Bodhi, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Why are we picking on Neil?
Yeah.
Why not?
What are we picking on?
This week's podcast.
I wonder if it's not going to recognize my voice. Hang on.
It's his name.
Yeah, sometimes...
Text Rocco Bodhi. Hello.
It doesn't know my last name.
It doesn't.
Rocco.
Didn't do anything?
Science has failed.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, here it goes.
Send.
Let's see if I get it.
Whoa.
People at home, we're doing phone
hacks. People at home just saw the message go across the screen.
It says, Bodhi, hello. Bodhi, hello, it doesn't.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, can you animate a message going across?
So you can now, do, you everyone can do a lot of has, like, a mom contact. This says mom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Text mom morning.
Text mom morning.
We can do that.
Yep. Hey, guys, if you can grab your friend's phone.
Just grab it.
Just go ahead. Podcast challenge of the week. Grab your friend's phone.
Text
mom. I'm horny. Text mom, I'm horny. Send.
Send it.
And then... screen cap the response
and tweet it at us.
Yeah. Please.
We'll display the best response.
Thank you
next
guys.
Week. That's the podcast challenge.
Yeah.
We'll
retweet it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No more podcast question of the week. We're doing podcast challenge.
Yeah, we're doing a physical challenge this week.
I like it.
God, that's a mistake. They should not allow that.
I believe that'll be patched soon. Yeah. Yeah, how long has that been available though?
I don't know.
Sure
that's really
setting
crazy.
Change.
Maybe you can turn Siri off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you have a lock screen for a lot of the stuff that you need to go to.
Yeah, like
I mean, I guess you can, I mean,
well,
you can't get into like their Twitter and you can't read their text messages, but if you hold the button,
you can
still
damage.
Send.
You can do damage.
Yeah, you can
do damage. So thank you, Bernie Burns, for giving us a heads up on that one.
If somebody had done that on my phone has the Mega 64 Twitter has almost 40,000 followers.
Oh my god, you should get us like
someone could say something really shitty into my phone and be like, you know, could be like heinous stuff,
or somebody could text your mom that you're horny.
Yeah,
but that's been done.
But, your mom knows.
Yeah, people have already tried that fucking trick. But the Twitter thing—that's serious.
That goes out to thousands of followers.
That's really
elderly,
that's really
and you know, all nationalities.
I don't like the look.
There are elderly people on our Twitter.
They're elderly and all nationalities.
We have all nationalities represented in our
if
Twitter
you send
followers.
It all, if you send all to our Twitter, it's countless people on there. Could be offended.
Especially the elderly and all nationalities.
It could ruin our reputation forever. We'll never get another gig again. I'll have to quit Mega 64 and pursue my real dream.
What's that?
Dragon metal.
Oh, fuck, cool.
Nice. I'm going to make a metal band about dragons.
Oh, you could be in, like, all the music games.
I could. Shit. Think about that shit. Anyways, welcome to Podcast 666.
Podcast of the Beast.
Bottoms up. And the devil laughs.
Woo!
And the devil laughs.
What do we got to talk about this week?
This week,
we have a video that went up this week?
We don't.
Oh,
no. Not,
why are we here?
Not slipping. A single thing went up.
God. Damn,
what did we
man.
Do all week? Fucking thing.
I don't remember what I did this week.
Oh man,
we worked on some new stuff that you'll see very soon.
But it didn't come out.
We had... Sean's just been inundated with merchandise.
Yeah, which...
Yes.
If you ordered a hat, please be patient. Please be patient. If you ordered a
please
shirt...
Please be patient.
If you ordered anything, please be patient. I swear...
No, if you ordered a shirt, hurry it up.
Like, then, things on our... Again, we put up a bunch of new stuff on shop.mega64.com. But a lot of it has hit delays just because, again, before... Last week, we had a holiday weekend... And that delayed us getting the stuff that we needed to send out, and it was a whole mess. So, and also, we got a trillion orders, more than like any other thing we've ever put out, honestly. So,
true.
So, and if you order from us, don't worry, it's on the way.
You know, it's New York Fashion Week this week,
that's
so we're
true.
Getting caught up in the fashionistas around the world. They're causing delays with all the fabrics.
Yeah.
Shipping across
they're
the
hogging
country.
All the cotton, all that
they
stuff.
Are. They're doing all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Once Fashion Week is over, we'll get this straightened out.
Yeah.
So please be patient with us.
I heard the general public is allowed into a lot of Fashion Week this year, and I'm not for that.
They are?
They yeah. shouldn't be.
Wait,
it's
that,
not for
real?
Them.
Yeah.
Really? Strictly speaking, it's not for
them. Eric might have to give up fashion.
I'm against... Now I'm anti-fashion.
Oh.
I think if you're wearing Crocs and you're from Minnesota and you are just visiting New York and then you go, ooh, a Fashion Week.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go.
No.
I agree.
Unless you're doing it ironically. And
then you know
style.
What? You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're
covered in style,
mm-hmm.
and you're allowed in.
You know what always reminds me, whenever I hear about Crocs, it always reminds me of when we wrote on Twitter that when Bernie went to Sundance to watch the Fine Brothers panel, I put on Twitter that going to Sundance to see the Fine Brothers panel is like going to Fashion Week in Milan to see a panel about Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, so that I kind of always have
so
that in mind.
Yeah. We have to have a Bernie talk, a Bernie twice.
Bernie,
wow.
This is a Bernie-themed
podcast.
Well,
shout out to Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie the Burns.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Bernie Burns.
I still, I'm waiting on the results. What's better, feel the burn or America play the trump card?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. Anyway, so all that stuff.
I'm introducing a new slogan. It's called Vote for That Biznatch.
Okay. Nice. Who's that for?
Whoever wants to run.
That's for Bernie Burns as well.
Oh.
It's just an alternate.
For Bernie Burns.
It's an alternate. It's for Bernie Burns.
Yeah. Bernie's got two.
Yeah, I don't know if Bernie's entered the race yet, but what he does,
unofficially, I think he
is
might
officially going to be vote for that biznatch.
You might have just spoiled it. He told you that in confidence that he was going to be running.
Don't tell CNN.
Oh, he hasn't announced yet.
Feel the burns. Vote for Bernie Burns.
Someone's got to step up to this Trump Carter.
Yeah, you Trump Carter.
I agree.
We do.
I'm going to get an argument for me on that. Jeez,
vote that biznatch 2016. Let's
before the podcast started, Garrett used the past tense of glow as glue.
Whoa.
It just glue?
Yeah.
It glue blue.
It glue blue.
That's right.
It glue.
What did you call it though?
It glow blue.
What was I talking about?
Blue. It
what was
blue.
What was glow?
It glizz. Whatever this was.
It glizz blue.
That's a Ripley's.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of glizzed.
Glizz.
Oh, yes. Sean has a story for us.
Oh, yeah.
Do you, Sean?
Word similar
to glizz. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I'll tell you the story. I got a text out of the blue. I'm doing my own thing, and the text all of a sudden from my dad says, BTW, I know what the word jizz means. So I just responded with, nice,
cool.
What do you say to that? And then I said, why would you...
Yeah. Why is that a text that you would send to your eldest son?
Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I guess on some podcast, you were debating whether I knew what that word meant.
Do you remember
that?
I don't remember that.
I wonder if people at home remember that.
Does anybody out there remember this famous podcast event?
Did one of his other kids tell him this?
Well, apparently we were saying that our parents probably don't know what the word
is. I think what I talked about forever, though,
was
in school.
Is this?
This does ring a bell.
A group, and their team name is Team Jizz. And
yes.
But the teacher didn't know what it meant. I think going into like, did our parents know what it
meant? Older generation. So
was this
he got this message, by the way, I know what jizz means.
Hey, fucker. Hey, you old shithead.
There's a second half.
So.
Oh, no.
So then, my dad, who I love, dad. Why is he watching the podcast? That's fucking weird to begin with.
Shouldn't
dad, turn this off. But I said, Dad, that was funny. We just texted me. Do you mind if I screen cap that and put it on Twitter?
Uh-huh.
And he replied with, jizz on.
So he has no idea what
this
means.
He doesn't know. That's no idea.
Fucking
how you use it.
That's fucking incredible.
He so know it made me think. I don't think. Okay, well, maybe
he doesn't know.
Chiz on.
There's no way he would know and send that.
Chiz on.
Right on.
Why would you say jizz on to your eldest son?
No, there's no way he knows what that means.
Jizz on!
Jizz on, my son!
Oh, man. Oh,
I feel
man.
Like fucked up. Yeah. That was...
That's crazy. So there was... that's my dad.
Classic. Love classic, my dad. Classic father-son jizz story.
Hashtag of the week.
I love your dad, too.
We're gonna get this trending. Hashtag jizz on.
Yeah, hashtag jizz on. Let's get that. I want that the number one trending.
Yeah, when you post your pictures of the Big 64 challenge of the week, text mom I'm horny, you can tag it. Hashtag
jizz on.
Jizz on.
Yep.
Jizz on.
Cool.
Keep calm and jizz on. Keep calm. Oh, somebody actually wrote that.
Oh, so there you go.
Where's that shirt coming?
What is the new keep calm? What is the new YOLO?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
What is it?
You'll never.
I think Fleek.
No, Fleek, not, you know, Fleek it was, is on the job, but minute, it's not that.
I think Fleek was
Fleek's over.
I think I'm
flash in the pan.
Out of it to know what it is.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix
right
and
now,
chill is
because
new.
It's like
that's
chill.
Ooh,
guys, that's just hilarious. Hilarious.
That's just a meme yeah. spout.
That's yeah. not a YOLO. That's just a hilarious.
We're just meme
joke.
Spouting now.
Yeah,
but people saying that we meme spout is a meme, so I don't understand.
You know what
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
saying?
Confusing.
I'm calling it now. Jizz on.
Jizz on.
Jizz on's pretty good.
Yep. Hell yeah.
And
yes.
I think that has potential.
I know a guy who lives in Louisiana named Jizz on.
Do you?
No.
He
no.
can't concentrate, though.
Did I tell a story about what happened when I went to the Waffle House?
No. What is, does it have to do with cum? What happened?
No, it's just a miscommunication. But we walked in, the lady asked for my name.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't ready for that question, so I was like,
no.
Sean? And she went, Deshaun? We have a Deshaun! Deshaun, come here! And this guy was so... No! No! Yeah! Oh, no! And the whole time, people go, hey, Deshaun, how's it going? To me, I'm like, ah, oh, God, hi. I just can't speak very well.
My name's not Deshaun, I'm just Marble.
I'm just an idiot, I'm sorry.
I bet you guys Deshaun. Looked like twins.
We did.
Twin Jetfields.
Oh,
anyway.
Huh?
Hey, this week, a game came out I want to talk about. Mario Maker, unless somebody else wanted to talk about Dijon or whatever.
No.
Mario Maker came out this past week, and actually still playing a lot of Metal Gear, too. But Mario Maker came out this past week. I got to play this. I finally got to dig into it yesterday.
What'd you think of it?
Yeah, it. So this is what I have encountered so far in playing it. I'm still not good at building things or making my own things. The tools that they give you are a lot of fun. My brain still can't really wrap. I just can't wrap my brain around making something that works in that way. Like. Anything that's more than, like, four blocks that you jump to until you get to the flagpole. I can't think that far. However, I had so much fun. What I didn't realize is they've created the YouTube of video games because I had so much fun signing in and looking at everybody else's bizarre-ass levels.
Huh.
Everybody else is making levels. Somebody makes a level called A Goomba Ends It All. And I play it, and you play as a Goomba, and you take a flying leap off a cliff, and then you have to dodge stuff as you fall. But what's great, too, is, like I said, I unlocked Sonic. I unlocked just the Sonic character, and I had Sonic playing in Mario levels, and it was really weird. And what's great is that, for the most part, they all play the same, but they will still, of any character you can unlock, they still add their ending theme. So when you get to the castle, I went in and it wasn't, you know, with Mario, it'd be do 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 do. I end the level of Sonic and it's still.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Who would have thought that this day would have come?
Hey, we were talking about that earlier. That's like what I wanted since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
What if Mario and Sonic were in the same game? No way, dude. It'll never happen. Oh, fuck.
So what I realized, too, is that the game works. I normally don't really use. I have a lot of the amiibos.
Yeah.
But I haven't. I don't really use them with games as much. I just kind of have them because, okay, I want that on my shelf. But. Every single amiibo works with this game. You hold it to the controller, and now you can play as that character. I was playing Mario as Shulk from Xenoblade. Oh, I had him play, and he was yelling Japanese stuff as he was, you know, picking up characters. But anyway, and like Pac-Man and
Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah, as I ran through a level of Mario as Pac-Man, he's. You know, he's got, like, arms and legs when he starts, but as you run through the level, he just becomes the head, and so he's going, the whole level. It's incredible. It's really cool.
I have to get this now. I was kind of along with you. I'm not the best at creating levels. I tend to spend hours and hours and hours in doing that, and then building something that, like, doesn't really work.
Or I'm not satisfied with.
But if you can just play other people's unlimited, it's going to be user content created.
And that's what I was going to say is, for me, the game is worth getting for that. Yeah. I don't really, just personally, I there's still nothing here that makes me go, oh, I never could understand making levels, but now I do. I still can't figure that out. But I think it's worth playing for that. I was finding lists of people in Japan who are making levels that are like the hardest thing you've ever played. Like, rooms full of flame columns just spinning around that you don't know how to progress through.
Now, are there levels on there that you can't, like, it's impossible to beat? You know what I'm saying? Like, will they let you put a level on there that there's just no way you can win?
I mean, you could put that up, but, like, no one will really... What's cool about playing levels that you get from online, too, is that they're all annotated. So you can actually, you can annotate parts as you play. Like, if there's one part you cannot, like, it took you 20,000 tries to beat, I can actually leave a note for the next person that plays it. I can leave a note saying, hey, just jump off a shell to get on this ledge. Yeah. Don't mess with this.
Oh, wow.
And so now those are all there. You can turn those off if you want. But when I play someone else's level, there's an annotation from somebody else who already beat it saying, hey, don't mess with this. Like, just, you know, whatever. And it also, when you die, shows of an X flag where you died, and it shows a million other ones, and those are all places people have died.
Oh, wow.
So, like, there's
it's like
eight...
Dark Souls.
Yeah, exactly. So there's 80 in the part where I died. Everyone is dying at the same part. Yeah. And so it was really cool. One of my favorite levels that I played yesterday was somebody recreated the first dungeon of Zelda in Mario Maker, and so you start the level, you get a question mark mushroom, it turns you into Link. It literally goes... You become Link... And the physics are still like Mario, so you're jumping from ledge to ledge to go up.
But it's meant to be like
as Link when you're going top down and you're going you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It was really, really well done. So anyway, the game is worth it for playing other people's screwed up levels.
Huh.
Totally fun. I can't wrap my brain around making stuff quite yet.
I'm curious to give it a try. That's how I feel about it. I think the technology is always what held me back. I remember having a great time and spending hours in Little Big Planet, the first one, doing level design stuff, and then I would max out the memory of the level creator. And it's like, I've made a quarter of what I planned.
Yeah.
I used to draw shit on paper beforehand.
Really?
Yeah. And then have like a blueprint.
That's not a bad idea for this. And that would help me out.
Yeah, I'm a real level designer.
I always had graph paper when I was a kid, and I always made my own Mario levels like in elementary school with my friends.
That's fine.
And I thought of that same idea when like Little Big Planet was a really, really big game for me on the PS3.
Yeah.
And when I got deep into playing and around with the level maker, I did the same thing with graph paper and just gave myself a rough design of, like, the theme of what I want to do.
Yeah.
But then I found the hardware was really limiting.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not the problem now.
So I don't really know how far you can quite go with the level editor in this one, but some people have made some really... big levels, and again, as you play, you can unlock more styles. So right now I can make levels like original NES Mario or Wii U graphics.
Right.
But now as you play, now you can make levels in the style of Mario World. Now you can make Mario 3 levels. Now you can make whatever. I played a Mario 3 level somebody made that was so gonzo. It was Mario 3, but they added the flying, like, clown helicopter from Mario World was flying through it, and everybody had the Karibo shoe, but they made it look like a woman's, like, high heel, like, thing.
Yeah, I see a lot of the high heel
boots. It was not making sense. It was like a nightmare. So anyway, it was really, really cool. So anyway, so I will play more of that for the sake of playing people's messed up levels. Another favorite of mine was somebody made, some people get really too into it, and somebody online is posting Bowser Origin Story. and it was They made it so that you start the level as young Bowser, and you have to get to the end of the castle, and then you, like, it was meant to be, like, how he got to the end. It's oh my god.
That's great. Is it canon?
In my head canon.
Yeah, it's
canon. In my head canon.
It's head canon. So anyway,
that's that with Mario Maker. And the physical version came with a book, too. But I think if you buy it digitally, you can...
It seems like a cool game even if you don't want to make levels. I don't have that in me. I don't want to make levels either. Yeah, but it seems like a cool game, like, if you want to just play a bunch of levels.
Yeah.
To me, this game has always been, like, it's a steady incline of how excited I am for this game. Because I started, like, oh, I don't care. This isn't for me.
Yeah, when they announced it, it's like, yeah, I don't know how to do that.
The more it's like, oh, that's cool, oh, that's cool. And it just keeps going, where it's like, it never stops being like, oh, that sounds awesome.
They kept adding stuff to it. It took a long time to come out, but they just kept adding and adding.
Is there a single-player mode that kind of takes you through, like, here's checkpoint through these levels?
Not that I've seen.
Then how are you unlocking new avatars, new
stuff? I think it's as you build more stuff. I haven't really gotten a lot more stuff.
But you are building some levels.
I've made some.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
So I'm not exactly sure 100% how to get the other styles and stuff like that. I got more characters to play as, honestly, from the amiibos. That was it, from having amiibos. But I know there's other ways to do it. I didn't do that.
Huh.
But anyway.
Well, I want to check that out. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's that. I played that and more Metal Gear, obviously. I'm assuming you didn't stop.
Non-stop Metal Gear.
How many hours are you into it now?
Everyone asks me that question, and I've yet to figure that out.
Start menu, records. It's right there.
Start menu of the game?
Yeah.
When you go into
Not the iDroid, but the other side.
Oh, the black side, pause menu. It, yeah. Start. Oh, okay. Records. Oh, okay.
What year, Raka?
69 hours.
Oh, my God.
I'm at 24%. It's my percentage.
Sorry, that's my
game
favorite.
Hey, I think mine's 44. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's still like. I know people who have completely beaten everything, and it's like it's saying I have 53% complete. Like, what haven't I found? But but I think it wants you to explore every inch of the map. Honestly, to just explore all.
Afghanistan's a big place.
It's true. I've been there.
I just like to pronounce it like how it should be.
This is another Samus and Borat.
Borat.
And Minions.
Minions.
Do you say Minions weird?
I say Minions.
Minions.
Minions. Yeah, like the Twisted Metal boss. Minion.
Minion.
No.
How do you say Afghanistan?
Banana.
All right.
Okay.
Afghanistan, baby. Oh, yeah.
I'm at a point in the game. I'm really pretty much at the end. But it's doing something kind of that Peace Walker did where...
What?
I don't know.
No spoilers, but...
Don't spoil it!
No, but
here come the spoilers.
But it asks you... It asks you, like, okay, you did this and this and this and this and this.
Oh, great.
Okay, now go play this old mission, but better. Like go... You know, Peace Walker kind of did that, but... It's asking me to do something.
Oh, there's
now.
Some side ops where, like, yeah, I've extracted the legendary gunsmith again.
Yeah.
And Peace Walker did that before, like, oh, this wasn't the guy.
Yeah.
It was his apprentice.
But it's
kind of where the guy is.
Wow!
But, like, to get the true ending, you got to beat all of them. And I'm like, well, there's boss fights that took me so long or, like, things that took me hours and hours and hours to beat, and then, okay, now do it, but don't ever, if anybody sees you, you have to start the whole thing over. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play that.
I'm hoping
I can get most of the game beaten without having to redo some of those. I really don't care to do those again. Metal Gear games, there's always some way, like, I'm not that great. Honestly, but in all the past Metal Gear games, there's been some way where either you could put it on an easier difficulty or find some way to get through the game, just no matter what level of expertise you have.
Chicken head.
Yeah, but even in this one, these ones, it's like, no, we don't let you use the chicken head. It's like,
Oh, yeah, because it won't let you get an A.
Like, man, some of these are, you know, and I know I'll get emails that are like, you're fucking scrub, you're not good at playing.
You're a scrub. Practice.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not.
If I got an email that's called me a scrub, you know what I would do?
Cry.
I would delete it and go on with my day.
Oh, that's what I usually
do. See, so don't even bother sending those emails to Rocco, my friend.
Yeah, send them to Sean.
Send him to me, I'll delete it for him.
Tell him he's a scrub.
Yeah. Or don't.
Oh, good fuck. Sean doesn't get no love from you.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
Anyway, jizz on, guys.
You're
progressing through the Metal Gear still, right?
I just started Peace Walker.
So you just start, okay.
So that's the last one.
You've been playing them all in order, and now you're in Peace Walker. Yep. And then you're going into what, Ground Zeroes?
Five, yeah.
Did you play Ground Zeroes at all?
Nope.
You still haven't.
I haven't been Peace Walker.
Wow.
I had a great time talking with you about the ending of Metal Gear 4 and how dramatic and melodramatic that game is.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
That was fun.
You know what's funny is I've been at the party...
Yeah.
Man, Just Dance that's all kids want
to
do.
I was gonna say, I saw when I went to play Mario Maker, it was like, oh, Sean's online. I rarely see that. Let me send him Wait, Just Dance. All right, this is probably not him. Right. I didn't know.
I mean, they make a new one every year, and these kids want it. Like, it's genius. It's just a simple nothing
thing.
It's
Madden for kids.
But,
unlike Madden for which kids. Is for adults.
It's, yeah, it, Aaron, it is.
Yeah.
It's for adult men.
You know, I said to talk about this a lot, but I've had the option recently to play party games, and it's always Mario Party or Wii Party U. Mario Party loses every single time.
Right?
They made Wii Party U as a throwaway game, and that is a way better party game than Mario Party. Mario Party was not that great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Anyway, are there any new songs in Just Dance?
Yeah, what was your favorite one to hear over and over?
They did the Tetris
fireworks.
Theme. That's actually honestly their favorite, is the Tetris theme.
Really? The Russian kind of...
Yeah. Because they have to move like Tetris pieces around. They think it's really funny.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool.
They do that. They also... What does the fox say? They have that shit, too. They have all the shit.
Memes.
But the Tetris... Yes. I heard that.
You know the fox says, everybody...
Do all the girls do the chorus at the same time, loudly?
No.
No. They don't sing along.
It's fucked up.
I don't know.
Let it go. Classic song.
That's a country
never
song.
Heard that
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not.
Nice.
You know what, Eric? Skip it.
You're lucky.
Okay.
Just go straight to Let Me Poop.
Okay.
The YouTube
parody.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. YouTube parody, Let
it's
Me
the
Poop.
The same song, but better.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody check out Let Me Poop. I showed the kids the Bum Bum song.
Oh.
Thinking I remember liking that. It's whatever, it's funny.
That song Just Dance?
No, but on YouTube. Holy
yeah, no, it's
shit.
On Just Dance.
They fucking love it.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
The Bum Bum song still plays well, guys.
It is.
Bum is on the Swedish?
Yeah.
10-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Swedish.
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
I mean, it plays to a certain audience.
Hey, honestly, Let It Go, I haven't heard outside of, a Disney.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You don't need to hear it. Let Me Poop.
Oh, that I've heard outside.
I gotta check that out.
That I've heard.
Let Me Poop is really good. I've been taking a hiatus from playing new video games. My birthday's later this month, so I'll probably get the Metal Gear. I'm going to make my mom get it for me.
Yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, if you're watching this and you don't get him a PS4 with Phantom Pain.
The PS4 Phantom Pain, what is it?
Bundle.
PS4.
Get me the custom.
Get a bundle.
But that didn't come out here.
I know.
That didn't come out here, so she's going to have to import it for
I
don't
know. Mom, it's my birthday. And
not this rinky
dink
arm.
Not this
rinky dink arm. The big one.
Shut up, Mom.
Oh.
Cut your hands off.
Got her. But you know what? I'm looking for any new games. If anybody wants to recommend stuff for me to get on Steam, get at me. I'm looking for new recommendations.
Steam is what you're looking for.
Have you played Rocket League?
No, actually.
I keep hearing about it.
It's basically soccer with cars, right?
Yeah.
You play a lot of games with people online, right?
No.
I thought you had, friends that you played with.
I have, three friends.
That's perfect, because it's only, four people on a team.
Okay.
It's soccer with cars, and it's kind of hard to control until you get, the controls down or whatever, but it's,
people love it.
Diving in the air, flipping in the air, whatever. Yeah, it came out.
So much about
so
that game.
It's been out for a while, and then it came out on PlayStation Plus, so it's free. And then all of a sudden, it's number one game on Twitch. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's people are playing the shit out of it.
I thought Rocket League, honestly, was a League of Legends, team.
I think, honestly, it's kind of a, right, it's
I'll
a party-ish game.
Out.
I think you can check it out if you find it for cheap or whatever.
Reminded me of Griff Ball.
It's definitely just, it's a soccer field. It's cars that are orange and cars that are blue. You customize all your cars or whatever. You unlock shit and you try to score goals.
There's a game that I want to check out. I saw a trailer for it. I was kind of on the fence. So I'm still thinking about it, which means I'll probably pick it up. I can't remember the name, but it's something like Party's Over, but basically you are Michael Myers, and you're going to a party.
Yeah, what was that called?
Corpse Party?
Corpse Party?
No.
Has Party in the
Corpse
title.
Party
I can't,
else.
Somebody in the chat will probably know. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But, it's almost like,
Did you ever play that board game 13 Dead End Drive?
Yeah.
You move people into like a trap to get them.
Yeah,
it's like
that. I remember that.
You have to set off these traps to kill groups of people without getting caught.
Is
like
it
a
party hard?
It might be. I don't know. It might be.
Yeah,
people say
hard.
A party hard.
I think it is party hard. Yeah, I think it is party hard.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's probably going to be the next thing I check out.
Okay.
So I'll let you all know my reviews on that.
That's cool.
Sweet.
But yeah, I haven't. I've been. I actually went back to playing Fallout New Vegas and Grand Theft Auto V.
I thought it was the end of this
November.
Year.
November.
Yeah,
isn't
it? I think it's November.
Yeah.
I'm like not amped on it anymore.
Really?
I was so excited.
Oh, God. What,
they announced it, and it's like, hey, it's in Boston. I went, hey, fuck yeah, it's in Boston. I'm into it. Build up your town and build up the defenses and then keep building so people move into your town and then raiders try to move in and then you have to use your defenses to move the raiders back. Fuck the fuck no. I don't give a fuck about anyone in that game. I am a soul person that goes town to town,
Wasteland
survivor. Fixes shit and fucks up shit. And I don't give a fuck about a home base that you build up. And people are like, yeah, but maybe you don't have to do that so much or whatever. The fact that you would have to do it at all means that there's something big unlockable at the end of that.
Sure,
that
yeah.
That bums me the fuck out. I don't want
but
that.
But you know
happening.
What?
Maybe
but,
you don't have to do
but,
it at all.
Or maybe, but you know, honestly, like that kind of stuff in general does not interest me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. You kind of do that in Metal Gear. You're building your own home base.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the shit out of it, so maybe it'll be fun.
I do not enjoy it at all.
Oh, in Metal Gear?
Nope.
Oh, really?
You just do side ops.
I do it to do it. I go I go into free mode. I do all the side ops.
Yeah.
I run around with a little time that I have to actually, like, check it out or whatever. I run around and just, that's all I want to do. And I don't even really like sandbox games, but the fact that it's even in there bums me out because I know that that's trying to appeal to an audience that I have no connection with. Like, that's
sure,
like,
yeah.
You know, building shit, Minecraft,
yeah.
Whatever. Everyone
sure,
has, like, elements
yeah.
of that stuff.
Exactly. I'm not into that either.
I don't
but...
care, and everyone's like, yeah, but you don't have to do that. I guarantee that there's at least one mission where you do, and I'm
yeah.
not going to want to, and then it's going to penalize
there's
me.
There's at least one.
Yeah.
And they're going to penalize me for not doing it, and
yeah.
there's going to be something that I miss out because I don't do it.
Well, you know,
yeah.
this one boss is a lot easier if you did it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
pretty open-ended, so...
It is.
I wouldn't be surprised if, yeah, you don't have to do it at all.
God, I just don't... There's... That is such a negative for me that I don't... there's no enjoyment in it.
See, I can't stand that stuff either, but I enjoy it in Metal Gear just because it's a background-running thing. Like, it's something that... Okay, I set these things and see how they go, and I'm kind of... I don't know, they integrate it in a way that is not asking a lot of me.
They don't.
But,
it breaks up my action.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind it
so much in that.
I find that I'll actually return to the AAC, return to base, shower, go through all my base development, spend some money,
yeah.
go back to the helicopter, go to the AAC, go on a mission, and, like, I'll spend, like, a couple hours when I play doing that cycle, like, returning, inspecting another platform. Why don't I knock off, like, a couple of the target practice missions while I'm here, find some diamonds hidden around the base.
Yeah.
I'm really going... not, like, fast through the story. I'm just progressing all around, all areas, all side ops evenly. But it's going to take me forever to beat this game.
Yeah. That, I can't, you know, we brought up a couple podcasts.
And everyone's been asking for it. Spoiler cast.
Yeah, everyone's like, let's do a stream where we talk about it. All the emails I've gotten have been, hey, you're not going to wait till, like, Garrett beats the game, right? Like,
yes.
You're going to do one before that,
how
right?
How are we going to spoil
it? How the fuck would you do it before
you beat the game?
Yeah, we'll see you guys in March and it'll be great.
Yeah. No, here's my thing. I'm going to, so far, I've missed one day, but I'll at least do one op, one side op, one main story mission a day. If I complete one mission a day, and hopefully don't skip anymore, then I'm eventually going to beat the thing.
He's right.
Yeah. Eventually,
my calculations.
Assuming
eventually
so new games because I really want to get Until Dawn. I'm gonna get Mario Maker.
Yeah.
I've told myself I'm not opening other staying
yeah.
in shrink wrap until I beat Metal Gear. But I'm really dumping hours. I mean, you said you're at what 69?
Nah.
I gotta be in.
There.
I gotta be into 40 hours deep
more.
At least. That's a good
yeah,
position.
Stop
to be.
Right there.
Yeah. He's into 69, guys.
That's what's up. Have you guys heard anything? Mad Max came out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What happened with that?
It looked cool.
I seriously haven't heard anything.
The trailer
I heard
cool.
it's fun.
Hey, it looked cool, but
I'm curious.
In comparison to what we've all been playing,
yeah.
It looked like Shadows of Mordor.
It looked
for me,
like Batman Shadows of Mordor.
It would be cool for the first 10 hours or so, and then I would be moving on to something else.
I didn't know there was a sidekick guy who's like in the back of your car talking to you all the time. That's annoying. That's like the Evil Dead games on PlayStation. I'm checked out.
Ray from Achievement Hunter, but yeah. Ray has a streaming channel and he was playing it, and I watched him play it for a little while. And yeah, it really is like it's Shadows of Mordor, Batman combat or whatever, and then like you pick up scrap and you find shit and you keep building like your car and you can go battle in a Thunderdome and
I wanna be alone or with a dog.
Yeah, that's why I like Fallout, Garrett. And now they're gonna make me build a fucking house.
But there's a little mutant in the back of my fucking Enforcer.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a V8.
I've only seen one gameplay clip total of the new Mad Max game. And I died laughing. It was two people having an important conversation in the game. Where will we go? Well, I don't. And someone figured out how to keep. Someone else is driving a car and drives through the people talking. Yeah, that's where we go. Boom, boom, boom. And they all just go. They fucking fly. And I don't know how they did. I don't know if there's a multiplayer aspect or.
I hope to get.
I don't know what it was
on like a Black Friday.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
That's a $20. That's a $20 or $30.
That's something. Yeah, exactly. Like I get it for Christmas, and it's like, oh, I have a couple days off. I'll check this out.
I saw a GIF from Metal Gear where he's smoking the Phantom cigar.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of the road, and a tank just comes.
Yeah, I saw that too. Oh, by the way, today I realized I just want to say real briefly about Metal Gear. I needed a lot more tank. I don't have a lot of tanks in my arsenal. Mm-hmm. And you can in the game you can Fulton them out. You can attach a balloon to them and then they go back to your base. But I don't know. They're always on the move and they're shit. I don't know
and
how to
tanks.
Yeah, how do I get
it's
all these
easier
tanks?
To just blow them the fuck up than try to get close.
So how do I get them? And then today I figured out this is what's so fun about the game is devising your own thing.
Yeah,
how I have like a dozen tanks in my arsenal now. There is one. A mission that has, there's a trade route, and they're all gonna, it's called these tanks are going this way.
Or back up, back down.
Yeah. And I waited at the top of that path. Okay, they're all gonna go, they all exit at this part. I go there with my horse, I had my horse go in the middle of the road, get off the horse, then I tell the horse to shit over and over and over again. He goes, let her rip. Let it out. Give me some more. When all the tanks come, they pull up and go, hey, horse, get out of the road. Hey. And then they drive a little further. Oh, man. Oh, and they're all, like, messing with that. And then I just sneak up behind them.
Wait.
Take your tank. Take your tank.
The tank runs over the shit and it goes,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Cars do that. Cars drive over shit, and then they, like, skid a little bit. They go, oh, man. Like, if there's a lot of shit, they'll, like, slip.
But it'll stop them, and they'll get out to see what's going on.
Yeah, they
and
just look.
There's your opening to come in with all kinds of decoys.
But the main thing...
Yeah, you know, like when you run over stuff in your car, how you always get out and go, oh, man.
Like when you run over a pile of shit.
Yes. Like, oh, I gotta get this off my tire.
I gotta respect the damage here.
But the important thing is that the horse being in the road, they will stop and like, I don't want to hit the horse. If you put anything else in the middle of the road, they don't give a shit. A car or whatever, they'll run through it. But if it's a horse, they'll go, oh, come on, horse, get out of the way.
The game's ingenious, because I figured out how to do basically the same thing, but I use a smoke grenade to put in the middle of the road. When they come around a corner and see it, they just, whoa, what's going on? And they'll get out of confusion.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never thought of...
just set your horse there.
Sticking the horse in the middle of the road.
Oh, why would you ever think to have the horse shit?
Well, I knew the horse did shit.
Can you make the dog there. Shit?
No. You can make the dog kill.
Wow. Well, 9 out of 10.
You can pet the dog.
You can pet the dog.
9.5 out of 10.
What does that do?
No, 10 out of 10 has some flaws. I was going to write a complaint article, but then I found out the horse could shit, so never mind.
we were talking about that before, though, that a lot of the reviews for Metal Gear were 10 out of 10. I don't like the story, and I would have liked some more. But great game. Well, that's not a 10. That's not a 10.
That's not perfect.
A 10 is nothing wrong.
They're giving movie reviews to video games now. It's just like Jurassic World.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're compared to.
Awesome movie. Perfect movie. Story sucks and very stupid, but I enjoyed it.
That was Jurassic World in a nutshell. Everyone I talked to was like, man, you got to see it. Story's not good. But it was amazing. It's like, well... Okay, all right.
Did you see this movie poster with Tom Hardy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
The Brothers or whatever.
Yeah, The Guardian?
The Guardian, is that the movie?
No. The Guardian is the newspaper. It's all five-star. It's him standing like this, and then he's playing his twin also. And he's standing like this, and it's the whole movie poster, and it's five stars.
Five-star reviews whatever, from every paper.
All over it. Yeah. And then in between them are two stars, and it says The Guardian.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Guardian gave him 2-star review.
Yeah.
But the way it's all blocked out,
it looks like they're covering more stars.
The placement is even
fucking
beautiful.
You know what's funny?
What's the name of the movie?
Legend. It's funny that makes me want to see the movie more than anything else I've seen in that movie. Like,
well, what made me think it's crazy is that everyone else was giving it 4 and 5 stars, and then The Guardian gave it 2.
Yeah. The guy who wrote the review has been tweeting about it, too, just like... I guess my 2-star review doesn't matter. I guess just join all the other 5. But they made it work.
Did he sign the review or was it anonymous?
Maybe. His review is the only one getting featured now.
Yeah, exactly.
His complaint was that he thought the movie was like too lighthearted about like this, like the viciousness that like these guys really committed.
Okay.
And,
so that's your 2-star review.
That's your 2-star. Yep, there you go.
I guess it doesn't matter.
And it's on the poster.
Yep.
I thought it had, honestly, I've seen that movie and I didn't think it portrayed that very well, and I think it had a lot of story problems. I give it 5 stars. Great movie, but, you know, aside from those things.
Perfect.
Perfect score.
But anyway, what Garrett was making a joke about a second ago is there was a video game article that was
on Guardian.
There was an article on The Guardian.
Oh, it was on Guardian?
Yeah. Oh. It was really like, it was being very critical of the video game industry and game developers not making games for everyone and people being left out. But then it was written and it was anonymous. It was not signed by the author.
They said that this person is like still working in the industry.
Games industry, with
years of experience and like essentially didn't want to.
I just didn't know.
Well, what are they working on? Making games or writing articles?
Hey, Derek. Based on this one article, writing articles.
Exactly.
Based on my knowledge of this author, strictly writing articles.
I bet they release a lot of video games anonymously so it doesn't jeopardize.
That's why they took Kojima's name off of this.
Yep.
It's anonymous.
So that way it wouldn't ruin him.
Yeah, it wouldn't ruin him, you know, when he got to write for Kotaku later.
I just didn't know you could write.
You think Kojima's going to do snack talking?
Yeah, I didn't know you could write a blog and not sign it. I should start doing that.
What do you think the next Snaptaku should be if Kojima was doing it?
Kojima's going to have some mysterious thing where he's going to say, this is my pack of Oreos, and then he's going to open it up and there's just going to be a fish inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to be like mysterious, like PT shit.
Yeah,
and then he's going to go look at the camera and go, did you like it?
Yeah. And it's still going to be fucking boring. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about Snaptaku for a second.
Thanks for watching. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors this week.
Shouts out
Kickapoo Joy Juice. I have some bad news, everybody.
What?
Uh-oh.
Kickapoo Joy Juice, they sent us crates of their delicious tantalizing soda.
Yeah.
I brought it all to the office, but this week was so hot. Once again, we're doing it back at my place. I had to drink a fucking Coke Zero.
Ew. Wait, did you say, though, the peach one was still around here somewhere?
No, I brought it to the office. Yeah, I know. It's wherever you are, it's not.
I know. That's my favorite one.
It's good.
Also, ourselves...
Well, wait, I gotta say where you can get it.
Okay.
Because people at home are like, where do I get the soda? Yeah. Fuck!
Rocco's favorite store. Go ahead, shout them out.
Amazon.
Come and go.
Jizz on over to come and go.
Hashtag jizz on. Go to come and go and get some. But no, you can go to drinkkickapoo.com and order some of this delicious nectar.
Amazon
has it too. Oh. And follow Drink Kickapoo on Twitter to get your latest soda updates. Because you never know where the soft drink could go. Maybe it will.
We started this sponsorship. They had 2 flavors, and then now
they doubled.
4, doubling it. So
there could be 8.
Yeah. When we started this sponsorship, they had 1 follower on Twitter. How many do they have currently?
Yeah.
At least a
million. They doubled it.
At least 2. Thanks to us.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Before us, they had never been featured anywhere. Now they somehow got a sponsorship with Lil Abner.
Crazy. Oh, wow. Think about it. That's new for them.
Weird.
Everybody's favorite comment.
Before them, there were many. After them, there will be none. Kickapoo, not guilty. Some people got that reference. Others didn't. All right. The chat. The chat asked if we
should.
Do you think we'll sell Kickapoo on our online store? We should sell it on our online store.
Oh my god!
Why not?
And why? Why don't you
get a can of soda with the shirt?
Sean, you could. That'd be fun for you to add to your duties.
To our online store, go to shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
Shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up a shirt. Buy a poster. When was the last time you bought a poster?
Honestly, was the last time?
Posters are cheap. Cover your room in posters. In fact, buy extra posters and just ambush your neighbor's house. Put it on the front door of your neighbor's house. See what they say.
Put it on the back.
Probably thank you.
The back of your parents' bathroom door. Like, put a big old poster of us on there. And then they go down and take a shit.
Put it on the ceiling of your parents' room. That way, when they lay down to have sex at night, they see our picture and it stops them in their tracks.
That's what you
want. No more little brothers and sisters for you.
No more little
nightmares for you either. Yeah.
She sees that and she's like, pull it out.
Pull it out. Which poster would elicit that reaction the fastest?
Sexy 64.
Sexy 64,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Or,
no, see, I think that's the opposite. I think you would be so turned
right.
on.
Yeah. You're right. Okay.
You gotta leave it
in. If you want a sibling, have that one up.
I'll just do my portrait. Get my portrait. Put that on the ceiling of your parents' bedroom.
Yeah, I'm with that.
No more sex.
Hey, I want to say real quick regarding our online store as well. We already sold out of a ton of sizes of the Charm shirt. In fact, it might be gone completely by the time you're seeing this.
No.
But there are some snapback hats still available.
Are you serious?
Some, but
how?
No. We got so many this time, but even that, it's almost gone. So
Jesus.
Get on that. I don't know if they're coming back or what. But we did all that stuff. I have to say, regrettably, I didn't say this before, are quietly in the night... our Mega 64 Blu-ray box set sold out.
Oh, God. Really?
This, good. It's a Blu-ray box set.
It's gone forever.
It was, you know, it had Mega 64 version 1, 2, and 3.
It's the most deluxe.
In a Blu-ray box set.
It
had,
set.
Yeah, it was our most packed box set we've ever released. It was very incredibly expensive to produce. Really nice collector's item. All of a sudden in the night, it was, wait, we don't have it anymore. And now it's gone.
Wow.
So I've already gotten so much feedback from people who over the past couple of years meant to order it and things like that.
You know what's cool about that box set, though, doing merch? It never stopped.
Yeah.
We'd always sell at least one a day.
Yeah,
it was
continuously
going. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Those things always happen in the dark of the night, though.
Yeah, and before I knew it, they're all gone.
Gone.
But, so it is gone now. If you, as always, we always invite your feedback. If you really were like, oh, I was dying to get that. Let us know, like, by all means, email us, podcast@mega64.com, or contact us in any way, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, but make your voice heard if you want to see that, because otherwise it might stay dormant. Like I said, that box set was really difficult to produce, just in terms of cost and a million other things.
If they want version 1 through 3, can they get it on DVD?
You can still order it.
The separate DVDs are still on sale, but there was content in this Blu-ray box set that still wasn't on those.
And let me say, not for long.
Yeah, like we don't have a lot of those left.
Too. So you guys, man,
the day of the DVD is done too.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
We don't have a lot of those left. So anyway, get all that stuff if you haven't already. If you meant to, and also as well, wanted to say, we brought it up before, but our Game Days event in November, Mega 64 Game Days, we're doing it November 14th and 15th. On Sunday the 15th, we're all going to Disneyland, of course. But the day before, the 14th, we have our offsite event. There's still a few tickets hanging on.
Get the tickets while you still can.
And let me say, we still haven't announced the guests or the schedule for that day. And I'm telling you, I said it before, but once we announce the guests, I know it's going to sell out immediately.
It's going to sell out.
So I'm telling you, take the time now before the announcements have been made. We haven't put a promo on YouTube or anything like that. Before we do any of that, get your ticket now so it isn't gone later. Because I couldn't be happier about the guests.
November 14th and 15th.
So we will announce that stuff soon. I promise.
Is that right?
Are those 2 months?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm taking that Monday off work this year.
Are you?
I never did it, but that drive home Sunday night is so hard.
It's a bitch.
It's brutal.
So now I'm going to be able to just stay over and go on my own leisure sometime on Monday. I'm not doing the...
Your own what?
My own
leisure.
Leisure. Major leisure.
Major leisure.
My own leisure. Leisure.
Leisure suit Larry.
I'm gonna leisurely drive.
People in the chat are saying, making up this bullshit about Danny DeVito as a guest at Game Days. That's bullshit. We got, I'll just say it now, fuck it. We got Danny who sang Goodbye. Yeah. The song Goodbye. Goodbye to the people who hated on me.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye. We got him.
We did get
him. We're currently trying to get the fuck NASA guy.
Yeah, we're trying.
We're trying, but he's I'll be honest, I don't want to stall negotiations, but he's a holdout.
Yeah.
He's a real Hunter.
Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
Talk about
yeah,
that? Hey, you know what?
He's not on Disneyland anymore.
What?
There was a news story in like Florida where they got him for something. What? Child pornography? No, I'm kidding.
Apparently, was NASA code word for something?
Joel, this is
where no man has gone before.
Dude, him and Jared in the
same year. Hunter telling you to eat Subway.
Dude, it's a bad year to be a kid.
All you.
Yeah, all you kids better grow up now.
Sounds like they're growing up real quick.
You can fuck off.
Awful.
Anyway, Neil deGrasse Tyson will be at Game Days. He will be.
I fucking love science.
Suck science's cock.
Thanks, Jared, for that.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, too far.
No.
Sophomoric. We're not in high school.
Somebody in the chat said, is child porn really good? Why are people getting into that? Why are so many people getting into that?
I don't think people are just now getting into it.
Didn't Louis C.K. basically do that monologue on Saturday Night Live? And that got him into trouble? Like, the last time he hosted, he went into that. He's like, do you just wonder, like, is this fucking awesome? And I just don't know? Like, what is that? And they were like, yeah, don't...
That's bold to say on NBC.
You can hear the crowd. You can hear the crowd going, and he goes, no, hold on.
That's bold to say.
It was something like that. It was something like that. Anyway, I won't say it again. Louis C.K., not me.
Sick, Rocco.
Hey, you know what? I fucking love science.
I fucking love it.
Anyway.
Did we do it?
Was there anything else? Was there any other last stuff?
No.
Going on this week?
Loot Crate.
Thank you. Yeah, great. We'll segue from an excellent topic into an excellent sponsor.
excellent.
Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and subscribe. There's going to be a Loot Crate. We're going to have a new Loot Crate here any day now.
Why isn't that here?
Where is it?
Why aren't more people sponsoring us? That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we get one? Okay, finish the sponsor. Go ahead.
Lootcrate.com/mega64 and
the cigarette companies contact us?
Yeah, what's up with that shit?
I was waiting to Philip Morris before I said that.
But if you subscribe to Loot Crate, use the keyword Mega64, you'll get a box of stuff every month. And I do think the good news is I think next week's the theme box, I think it is tobacco.
So they sponsored Loot Crate before they got to us.
I don't know what the theme is next year. We always like to spoil what's in the Loot Crate. I think it's cigarettes.
They're gonna do a cool mixed pack.
I can't.
One cigarette from every cigarette company in the same box.
Wow. You get
one Marlboro.
It's kind of like the Rainbow Roll.
Yeah, one Cools.
What else?
You get one
Virginia Slims.
You get one Virginia Slims in case you're a girl.
Yeah.
You get one Pall Mall in case you're Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
You get one American Spirit in case you're a native, and if you're not, you're not allowed to smoke.
Not allowed to appropriate that cigarette.
Not allowed to smoke. You have to give it to a native. Mm-hmm. And you get one Dejarum clove.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Can I do a Lucky Strike unfiltered at all? Or
they don't make those anymore. Sorry.
Why
do we not get one email from a Big Tobacco? I know they're watching this shit.
Yeah, Big Tobacco.
Well, they watch it all.
Well, they watch everything, to be fair.
They have their hands and everything, but not
Cypher.
Someone in the chat said they would love a podcast where we tried to smoke a cigarette.
I would. I think I would. I think I would throw up.
I've seen Sean do that.
Great. I would love to see that too.
I saw Sean.
I don't want to smoke a cigarette.
No. I saw Sean try for a video once, and it was like watching a. It was like, yeah, oh, no, yeah. But it was like watching my friend.
Somebody in the chat says everybody should get some e-cigs. Now, that doesn't have any nicotine in it.
You can.
It's actually healthy for
you. We should get some
vape
pens.
Should we get vapes?
Yeah, we should get some vapes.
I remember thinking
vape cast.
We should do a vape cast. Hey, next week, tune in.
But we have to stream from this to do it. I mean,
that's all right. If it's this goddamn hot again, sure.
Yeah.
I want to do a vape cast.
Can't vape at work, but we can vape at home.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
right.
You're not going to be able to see the lens. It's going to be so foggy in here.
It's going to be so vapey in here.
Our clouds are going to be huge.
Yep. Well.
Anyway, thank you everybody for watching this week. It's been another great show.
The best.
Another flawless record.
Five out of five. A lot of problems, perfect. But we did it.
If you've been watching since episode one, you're welcome.
Four out of five. Perfect score.
If you've come in late, catch up.
Mustard. Fuck you.
So, I don't know. Oh, we don't have anybody to cut it.
Eric,
cut
it.
Eric, cut that shit.
Who's there?
Puff.